Welcome, welcome to Crypto Chat with Chapo, the edgiest podcast in the crypto realm. I'm your host, the crypto connoisseur, Chapo, ready to deep dive into the fascinating world of cryptocurrencies, NFTs, and all things crypto related. But hold on tight, my friends, because this is not your average finance show. We're not here to give you boring investment advice or financial jargon. Oh no, we're here to rock your world with discussions, mind-bending insights, and jaw-dropping stories from the cryptoverse. Now, before we kick things off, let's make one thing crystal clear. This podcast is strictly for entertainment purposes. None of the content you hear is financial advice. I repeat, not financial advice. I'm just a crypto enthusiast sharing my thoughts, experience, and yes, even my occasional moonshot predictions. So buckle up, strap in, and get ready for a wild ride through the ever-evolving world of crypto. We'll explore the latest trends, uncover hidden gems, and maybe even decode the secret messages hidden in the blockchain. Remember, my fellow crypto aficionados, always do your own research. The crypto space is like a wild west. You need to be your own sheriff. Seek knowledge, stay curious, and let's navigate this digital frontier together. So grab your headphones, crank up the volume, and get ready to be immersed in the world of Crypto Chat with Chapo. Prepare to laugh, learn, and maybe even have your mind blown. Let's get this party started. Hey, what's good, everybody? Today is Thursday, May 25th, 2023. This is episode number 293 with Crypto Chat with Chapo coming at you today. On this lovely, getting close to full-blown summer, although it's a little bit cooler here in the Midwest as compared to yesterday. Yesterday's show, we talked about what I said was a market nuke incoming. Now, remember in the context, I described it as likely to happen. I don't have a crystal ball and I can't really predict the market. But I had wondered aloud if we're going to run up a little bit before we drop back off. And, you know, yesterday was, there was some really strong down price movements in the crypto market. For example, we were in the 25K range for a little bit of time last night. Let's go ahead and I'm going to open up my trading view here. And I happened to check at some point during the evening and we were 25 in the upper 25s. I can't remember exactly where we were at, but let's take a look on TradingView. Let's see if it'll open up here. I mean, they are not on TradingView. I'm going to switch to hourly here to see if I can see a dip. So let's spread this out. Yeah. Sorry, I'm getting to this. So it looks like, according to TradingView, maybe, well, on TradingView, it doesn't quite look like it touched the 25s. But when I checked last night, it certainly seemed like it. It looks like maybe if I expand the chart that we just touched 26.1 maybe, and then we have recovered since then. But I could have swore when I checked, at least on CoinGecko, we were in the 25s. It wasn't a long period of time. But I think we're seeing a little bit of that bounce that I thought might happen here as we go into the very last part of May and into early June to see if this, if we can have a little one last goose before we tend to melt down as I predict we're going to do, and I guess we're going to find out if I'm right or wrong. Ethereum is just under 18, trading at 1799.58 in the 24-hour time frame. That is about down 1%, but once again, it dropped a little bit low in the overnight hour as well, or evening last night at any rate. BNB at 305, XRP at 45, Cardano at 35, Doge still hanging on to 7 cents, but just barely. Matic at 88, Solana still under that $20 mark held on to for so long. And if you recall earlier shows, if you go way back more than 100 episodes, I was quite often saying that Solana looked like a really, really good buy in the low 20s. And here we are, and I still haven't bought. We touched $8 at one point, you know, soon after the FTX collapse, and I still didn't buy. I'm just not real sure. I'm not positive that Solana can actually recover. And maybe it can. I don't know. I guess we're going to find out. Avalanche, still under 15, not looking very strong at 14, 19. Chainlink at 632, which is always around that vicinity. It feels like Aptos continues that dump. You know, it ran up to like $19. It's around $8 now. Kronos under 6 cents at 5 cents. Near Protocol continues its descent down to $1.57. Same thing with Arbitrum at $1.11. So if you have been following since we started to really bounce in January, you might be a little frustrated to see that prices slowly bleed. Well, here's a new token. I don't know what even this thing is. I'm going to look at it. Sorry, I got distracted there. GGTKN, never even heard of this thing. It's on Binance. Let's see what this is. I have no idea. White Lotto GG World. Huh. This one came out of nowhere. WhiteLotto.com. I have no idea what that is. Sorry, totally distracted from that token because I never heard of it. You know, the prices are just going down and probably, I think maybe we might get a little sneaky move up before we go back down. Not financial advice. Render looking really good today. That one is up 15%. And I've noticed it's been trending pretty well over the last 14 days or so. It's been up. Let me think. I think the all-time high for Render is about $8 and it's trading at $2.85 right now. And it is, if you look at a 14-day chart, it's just almost straight up. Same, you know, going back to early May, it was down at $1.65 and has just continued to climb up to almost the $3 mark. So lots of positive traders on that one. And the next in the 100 top 100, nothing else really is making any kind of moves in a positive direction. That's huge. GMX has really been taking a beating. It's down to $52.96. Not sure why, but as I said, Arbitrum in general, everything has been really struggling on the ARB chain, and I don't see that changing in the short term, but that isn't because of the strength of the protocol. It is because that people have left for meme coins, they're farming airdrops on ZK Sync, and that liquidity has just moved along. So I'm going to be talking about a project that I came across this morning that I thought was pretty interesting. And I did buy a small bag of it just to see what the price action would do on it. It's actually a gaming project on Arbitrum that's fully functional right now. The Twitter site is called Sanko Game Corp. That's S-A-N-K-O Game Corp. And it's spelled just normal. And their token is DMT, much like the DMT drug, but it is not a drug. That DMT stands for Dream Machine Token. Now, that price has dropped a little bit today, even since I bought, but that's all right. The total supply of this token is 1 million, even though it doesn't say that on CoinGecko. Let's see if we can go to the white paper. Yes, here we are at the website. And the website is SankoDreamMachine.net. It is, they already have a couple games, Sakura Park Pinball, Milady Tekken, and the Streets of Milady. And then there's a couple other games coming soon. You can stake the DMT token. The DMT token is... Okay, well, that's really weird because it just dropped a ton there right when I switched over. So it's even doing way worse than what I bought. I'm sorry, that's really funny because it's down to $4.76. And I think when I bought it this morning, it was about $8. So it's already taking a poopy on me. So, hey, good for you guys. So the reason why I bought it, I think it's a pretty cool idea. It is essentially an emulator of a Sega system, if you will. And you can play with NFTs. So, for example, the Streets of Milady, which is coming soon. Sorry, I just started making noise. You can use your Streets of Milady NFTs to fight in a battle style type game. So the Milady Tekken, I just clicked on it and it's loading now. I believe, let's see if you're able to connect and play with your NFT. It's loading. It's kind of slow. My computer isn't really a gaming computer, so it's going to be kind of slow. But the DMT token, people can battle for that token as in the game. So you can earn DMT. If you stake DMT, you also are able to get some of the profits. Let's see if we can go to the docs. So I'm going to read through the Dream Machine docs here. It's loading. Sorry, taking some time. Okay, I don't know why that doesn't want to load for me. Give me a second as it loads. Still loading. Don't have any input on the white paper. But while we're waiting for that to load to see if it's actually going to load, the other big news in NFTs, NFT that I've talked about many times, Yayo Corporation, that NFT that originally was on Kanto, and when I talked about it, it was, I think, 300 or 400 Kanto at the time. It was like, I don't know, it was around $100, maybe a little bit less than that. Well, the big news is it bridged over to Ethereum, and it's now live on Ethereum. On Ethereum, it's trading for about 0.8 ETH. There are a lot of people that had more than one of these Yayo NFTs. So I think the price action is going to actually drop because a lot of people are going to be selling them on Ethereum in order to make a little bit of profit. But I do think that that floor price will recover right now. I think it's just going to go down. Let me see what it is here. By the way, if you wanted to buy an NFT for the Sanko Dream Machine, you can buy the Streets of Milady fighters for the game right now for 0.5 ETH. Not 0.5, 0.05, not 0.5. But there's still some really good ones you can buy. There's even ones, alien ones, that you can buy for 0.1 that are super rare. But I think it's a pretty cool little setup. The Sanko Dream Machine is going to be... Okay, I think I have to connect my wallet. It should have been connected, but... Oh, I got to... So it is... I have to connect my wallet. I don't know why it's not... Oh, here we go. Here's the connect. Sorry about that. It is connecting, and then I'm going to go to the docs and let me see if it'll look at it. So you can buy those Streets of Miladies to play in future games, which I think a lot of people will want to do. All right, so we are connected. So the Dream Machine is a game console and arcade built natively on Arbitrum for NFT and token-based gaming powered by Sanko Game Corp. The Dream Machine will be the source of a wide library of unique gaming experiences. And Sanko Game Corp is a game publisher known for publishing NFT gaming series on Ethereum, which would be Sakura Park and Streets of Milady. They're two flagship gaming NFTs previously launched by Sanko and minted out on Ethereum. As Sanko prepares to release the Dream Machine on Arbitrum, all additional future releases will be scheduled for Arbitrum. Holders of Senko NFTs will be granted unique gaming privileges and rewards when they connect to the Dream Machine platform. And the token, the DMT Dream Machine token, is the native asset that powers Dream Machine. Games like tokens and quarters of traditional arcade, DMT powers the game. On Dream Machine, it is the per-play token and the asset for in-game economies, such as items, power-ups, characters, and stage unlocks. Rewards from gameplay and betting are paid out to players in DMT. DMT is intended to be scarce, with the majority of tokens available for the public via the initial sale and airdrop. A percentage of all tokens subsequently used in gameplay are burned and removed from supply. And it is intended to be low emission, with a deliberately high percentage of token float released at Genesis to ensure stability. And there are no VCs or seed investors with early access to the tokens. And then they go over the tokenomics. The initial sale was 30%, fully diluted, 10 million market cap, and the sale will have a 3 million hard cap. And that is all completed. So you can buy these tokens on Camelot Dex, which I did this morning. The total supply is 1 million. 30% was through the public sale. 7% is airdropped to NFT holders, which I think they already did. And 370,000 circulated DMT at Genesis. And additional supply will be emitted later via LP and staking rewards and vesting of locked tokens. The distribution: 50% of sale proceeds will go directly to deepening liquidity, 10% to the LP rewards fund, and 10% to the floor prize fund. The other 30% will be held by Senko Labs for further business development. So let's see what else. And there are some rewards as well. And there is a staking component to the DMT, which you're going to be able to receive some revenue from the gaming console. Now, I don't think that a lot of people are playing it yet, but I think that will probably change. So I would encourage you to take a gander at that if you get an opportunity. That's been today's episode with Crypto Chat with Chapo. Go ahead and check out Senko Corp. Check out the DMT token as it is taking a big old crapper right now. But if you're interested, not financial advice, of course, this would be a good opportunity to buy in if you are into such things. Right now, who knows which way the market's going to go. I predict maybe a little up, then down, but we shall see. Until tomorrow, be in the present moment, be in the here and now. Do something nice for somebody. Have an amazing day. It's been Chapo. And that concludes another electrifying episode of Crypto Chat with Chapo. Thank you all for tuning in and joining me on this wild journey through the crypto cosmos. Remember, none of the content we discussed here is financial advice, so always conduct your own due diligence. If you enjoyed today's episode and want to stay connected with crypto community, be sure to hit that subscribe button and follow me on your favorite podcast platform. You can also follow me on Twitter at EL_Chapo_GB. Together, we'll continue to unravel the mysteries of blockchain, uncover new opportunities, and share our excitement for all things crypto. As always, keep those wallets secure, those private keys safe, and may your crypto portfolio thrive in an ever-changing market. Until next time, this is Chapo signing off. Stay edgy, stay informed, and stay crypto. Cheers.